Since 2006, bee colonies have been decreasing in number on a worldwide scale. Things may continue going from bad to worse, as experts predict more decreased numbers this year. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Nate Weck takes a look at one South Dakota honey farm.
Bruce, South Dakota may only have 200 residents, but that doesn't stop this community from gathering a lot of buzz this time of year. Workers at the 80 honey farms extract honey from honeycombs, filling barrels of honey each day. This process continues until sometime in October. With bees constantly flying around the room, employees at the honey farm continue with their day as if nothing unusual is happening. To them, these are just normal working conditions, and this is just another day at the office. Richard Ady is one of the owners. He says even though he loves working with bees, the business side continues to struggle.
Our problems really started about 2006 when the neonicotinoids really became prevalent. That's when the whole industry started seeing a decline.
Ady says he wants to see all neonicotinoid products banned. One example is the pesticide company Bayer from Germany. Ironically, Germany has banned the use of all products that contain neonicotinoids. However, those products are still available in the United States.
I thought that's quite something when your own home country bans your neonics. Some provinces in Canada banned them. They'll eventually get them down here, but it'll take a while.
Along with producing honey, honeybees also help pollinate crops, especially those that are grown in the Midwest. In October, 80 and other honey farmers will know their exact numbers on how they did this year. At this point, 80 is predicting more declining numbers. 80 says his solution is continuing to work hard and hope for better numbers next season. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting's online department, I'm Nate Weck in Bruce.